Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. Welcome to Roundtable Wednesday here on Beamer's own Blog Talk Radio. And it is, can you believe it? April 19th, 2023, and I'm your host, Greg Peterson, team manager here in sunny Southern California. And wow, can you believe how fast this month is going? I want to thank everybody who logged in last Wednesday and listened to Ian Robb, and thank you, huge thank you to Ian for covering for me last Wednesday. I was out working a professional bicycle race in Redlands, California. It was a five-day staged race where every day they had a different course that they raced on, and then they accumulated the times for the overall winner on Sunday. And I work those as an assistant judge and as well as a driver, driving the officials that actually follow the race as the racers are racing. So I see them for, you know, right up front the whole time. So it's very exciting stuff. So anyway, we are here on Blog Talk Radio and with Roundtable Wednesday. This is your opportunity, folks, to answer and ask questions as we keep it compliant about anything as it relates to Beamer. This is our ability to be able to sit around a round table and just discuss openly about different things, different questions you might have as they regard to Beamer. Now, there are ways that we can also listen to the recordings of not only this show, but also to Testimonial Tuesday, as well as Equine Thursday. And how do you do that? Well, number one, you can go on your computer and you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Or an easier way is actually to go to your podcast app on your phone. That's P-O-D-C-A-S-T, podcast app. And we all have those on our phone. Click on it and then just type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. And that will bring up all of the different recordings from the past that we have with Blog Talk Radio. Now, we have tried with the headings for each show. Once a show is completed, we change our headings a little bit, and we are limited on the space, how many letters we can use, but we try to put in like two or three key words that might refer a person into that show, whether it's talking about a certain circumstance or condition or whatever. But as long as we keep it compliant, and that's the key. So we're trying to really design these shows so that you can use these as references to go back to, as a additional tool to get all your new people started, because this show is the only thing we had for a few years when we first started with Beamer here in the United States. And naturally, then it kind of became second fiddle when we started adding on all the new items that we have with our e-learning and different things there. But we are actually reinventing and coming back to this along with the other items and tying this in with the other items so that we're making it more well-rounded and a usable tool so that we can educate whomever we have on our team at whatever level they are at and whatever goals they may have set for themselves. They can listen to this on their own time and in the comfort of their own home. So that's why we do this, is to help each other out. And the reason why we as hosts and co-hosts for Blog Talk do this is literally we're paying this forward. This is something that helped us all out get started in Beamer. And our passion with Beamer is so strong that we want to be able to help all of you out. And we are looking for additional hosts that would like to come on and learn how to do this. And we have fun. We can do it offline and practice. And a lot of you have already been calling in on a regular basis and would be great hosts to come in and be able to help out and kind of take the load off when we, as the regular hosts, might have an event come up or something, we're not able to make it, because we definitely don't want to leave an open slot and not have anybody come on. So anyway, with that being said, a lot of things are coming about with Beamer. And if you guys had the opportunity here a couple days ago, we had our national call for all distributors. And they had Albert Bach on there, our amazing CEO. We had Brad Horn. We had John Rockenstein in there. We had several others that talked about all the things that are coming about with Beamer and the changes that are being made as far as emails go. They were talking about the emails. So starting May 1st, a person will still be able to have a Beamer email address. However, you can then switch it over and just use your own personal email address if you want to. If a person does not log in to their Beamer email after May 1st for a period of 60 days, that's 2 months, then the company will automatically assume that you're not using that email address and they will drop it from the system. Now, if that's the only email address you have, then it will be upon that distributor to contact customer support and add in your own personal email address then to be able to use. So these little changes are going to be coming about because the company found out that maybe 5%, less than 20% of people are using the Beamer email, and that costs the company money, let's face it. So don't you think it would be better that they take that money to having that expensive email system and put it towards other things like marketing, things that are truly going to help us out? You know, that's what they're looking at. And I totally am in 100% agreement with them. And let's face it, I think our personal email addresses, most people are using that because they're more comfortable with it anyway. And a lot of times being able to share files and receive files, you can share and receive larger files on your personal email address than we were able to with the Beamer email address. So these are all positive things. And it's a part of the evolution. Things are continuing to grow. Also, we want to definitely push the convention that is coming up, and we want to make sure that the convention is filled with a lot of big smiling faces. So we want to make sure that everybody's notified about that. Now, the price did go up, I believe, $50 to sign up for it, because the deadline for the early bird registration was finished on the 15th of April. But get in there, folks. Now, if somebody signs on as a brand new distributor now, then they can sign up and go to the convention for $99. Now, I believe they pay still the same amount, the $250. However, once they show that they have gone to the convention, then the company will reimburse them in a gift certificate for the Beamer gear, and they can use that money then to buy some Beamer swag for themselves, which they're definitely going to want to do. So a lot of positive things about that. So these are some things to definitely encourage for our new people. So this is Roundtable Wednesday. I don't want to take up the whole time chatting away here. So press the number one on your phone, and then by doing that, that brings you up in the queue, and then I can answer and or we can discuss whatever topic as long as it refers to Beamer and we keep it compliant. And if you have a question in regards to things in our back office or what's going on, or we could even discuss today what our goals are. What are your personal goals for yourself with Beamer? Is it just to sell a Beamer a year? Is it that you just wanted to share it with family members? Is it that you wanted to share it with people around you and build a business? Is it that you wanted to go like gangbusters and go all the way to the top? Whatever it is, I would really like to hear what your personal goals are, and then let's determine how we can arrange your lifestyle then to help meet those goals. Now, we can talk about any other subject that you want, folks. This is Roundtable Wednesday. So unless somebody presses the one on their phone, then as you know, and those who know me, I'm going to come out and say it, that we will shut down the program early, because this is based around you guys that are listening. This is your show. So I am not going to sit here and ramble on for 45 minutes, because let's face it, I have other phone calls I can be making to clients, doing follow-ups, doing different things there, but my time is dedicated to you guys right now. But that door swings both ways, and we want to make sure that we help answer any and all of your questions. And I know that people have questions, and by you asking a question, I can guarantee others would have that same question. So let's all learn together and go from there. So please just press the number one on your phone, and let's go from there. Otherwise, we are going to have that dramatic pause and moment of silence. Okay, I see we're going to call on, first off, is going to be 802-236. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Well, good morning or early afternoon. It's Janet Spangler calling in from North Carolina.
Hey, Janet.
How are you?
I am doing well. What's new in your neck of the woods?
Good, good. Well, I'm only down here for the winter months, and then I actually live in Vermont, so I'm getting ready to head back up there as the snow has disappeared and the mud season's dried up, so it's all good. But I had a question for you, though, about the B-sit.
Okay.
I'm actually sitting on mine, which I purchased 4 years ago, I think 5 years ago, before I was doing a long drive, and I was pretty sure it was not going to work, and I was pretty sure I'd send it back and get my money back, and of course I'm still sitting on it, so apparently my pretty sure didn't go very far. I recommend this product to everybody who purchases the human set. Of course, a lot of people are skeptical as well. But so my question for you is, why are they going to discontinue it?
It's not that they're going to discontinue it. They will have a B-set with the Evo. They just haven't, I don't know if they haven't finished designing it or if it's a manufacturing issue or whatever the situation is. They will have a new designed B-set for the Evo unit. We just don't know when it will be announced and when it will come out.
Okay, well, that's really reassuring. I was kind of thinking that maybe they were planning to use the gray mat. There's the white and the gray one, and since the gray one looks like it's fold-upable, then maybe they're going to use that instead. But if they're coming out with a separate B-sit, that makes more sense, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And that B-sit is worth its weight in gold. And it's a good thing that you brought that up, Janet, because when a person is sharing the Beamer with somebody and you're showing them the product, I've had 100% success rate when if I rent out a unit and I put the B-sit in with it, they automatically want that B-sit along with the current unit that we have, because they find it so valuable and easy to use, and the flexibility of using it along with the B-pad, it really opens up a whole new door. And right now, with the current set that we have, we do not have a carrying bag that comes with the unit. However, if you order the B-sit, which is the office pack, then you will receive the carrying bag that can be used for everything. Now, the B-body will fit in there. However, you need to take, it's best if you take the B-body out of the cover, then the coil system will fit in the bag. It's tight, but everything will fit in there. And there are individual compartments for the B-box, the B-pad, the B-spot. On the outside, there's your zip area, padded area where you can put a laptop. An area for pens and pencils. It's got the tag so that if you're traveling on an airplane, it is considered, it does not count as a carry-on device. It's considered a medical device. So, yeah, it's worth its weight in gold.
I frankly think that's the best bag that the company has made for us of all the possible bags.
Yeah,
I agree.
It is nice. It depends on the usage of the individual. The backpack was absolutely awesome as well for those that are truly on the go. But I tell you what, for those individuals, and just like what Dr. Burka mentions, and in our different presentations that we have on Beamer Share and different things in our back office, the sitting is actually the new smoking. When you're sitting all day long, it is worse than smoking. It's amazing the toxins that build up in our body, the byproducts and the whole bit, because you're cutting off that circulation, and it destroys your health. And being able to have that B-sit and be able to do a session during the day, and your productivity, people don't realize it, but your productivity will increase by about 10%. Throughout the day by having the Beamer and using the Beamer. And, you know, for example, if you were to work a 10-hour day, that's like adding an extra hour of productivity to your day. It's a win-win situation all the way around for business owners if they were just to learn about the science and understood the numbers behind it.
I'm actually sitting on my right now. I'm driving, and of course I'm sitting on it. Anything longer than an hour, it goes with me. I also have the bead pad around my lower back because that was kind of bugging me earlier. And it's interesting because I was just talking with a client of mine who purchased a horse set a couple of years ago, and she just came back from Florida with her husband, and she was telling me about their flight coming back. They closed the airport and they couldn't land. They had to reroute and put them up in a hotel for the night. They had to rent a car and everything. And I said, "Did you end up driving back?" They live in South Carolina, and she said, "Oh no, we don't do those kind of drives anymore. It hurts our bodies too much." And I cannot get her to understand why the human product is so important. Especially to riders, you know, all of us that ride horses, our bodies hurt because you get on a horse, you get tossed off. So, you know, buy the human product, but get the B-sit. It's just, I told her, I said, "I'm sitting right on my B-sit now, and it is a complete game changer." And she just kind of laughed like, "Oh, you know, I was trying to sell her something and it didn't work." But, you know, I just...
set her up with
right
a three-way
over,
phone
go on
call.
To something else.
Work
yeah.
with your upline and just set up a three-way phone call. Because I know for myself, I'm originally from Iowa and I'm out in Southern California right now. But I drive back to visit family every year and then also to work the Iowa State Fair, helping my buddy Roger Fouch, who's a group leader, out. We started working the Iowa State Fair, guys, 4 years ago now. And that's 1,700 miles. And there's three different times that I've actually driven straight through. It's 23 hours. And it used to be I would get out and I would walk like Chester on Gunsmoke, for those of you who remember that show. And now I hop out and my mom says I look like Jiminy Cricket on a hot tin plate. I'm bouncing around and the whole bit. So it is a total game changer. And, you know, just once again, it's understanding the physiology, because when you're setting all of that time, it's not healthy. And that's why they say, really, for every hour, 2 hours of driving, you should get out, do some jumping jacks or whatever. I know people that even carry a jump rope with them and they'll jump rope for 5 or 10 minutes or whatever, and then hop in the car and take off again or whatever. But it's a total game changer. I feel 100% comfortable now driving, and I'll do a program two, follow up the program three, and then I actually slide the B set up between my shoulder blades. And mm-hmm. I will do a couple sessions that way. And I'll do that about like every 4 hours. And mm-hmm. and I do that and I feel fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I hear you. Yeah, I have another quick question for you. I've kind of been wondering about this with the agreement, the collaboration that Beamer had with NASA.
Mm-hmm.
And designing undergarments. Are they done with that collaboration? And are we going to hear about that product sometime soon, maybe before the next spaceship goes up next year?
here's the story behind that, is that NASA was looking at different products to work on the circulation of their astronauts. And they were checking out all these different PEMF devices, and they discovered Beamer. And then they tried to re-engineer the Beamer signal, and they couldn't do it. But they loved the results of it. And because they couldn't re-engineer it, NASA approached Beamer. It wasn't the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
So NASA okay. approached Beamer, and then Dr. Burka got involved. And it was out of the Houston area, and he went there, and then they started the collaboration agreement. Then they extended it two different times because, once again, whatever is going on behind the scenes, they're looking into it. Okay, this is what we can do. Okay, here's our patents. Here's how we can put it into the undergarments and the whole bit. Then after everything is said and done, they go into what's called the black phase, or I'm not sure the exact term, but or like the dark phase or whatever. And so now there's not an active collaboration agreement, but this is the time and period when they are now going into possibly the construction of putting everything into place and building it and designing it and the whole bit. And then once everything is developed and is able to be announced and shown to the public, that will occur. But that's why we're in what's kind of considered the dark phase right now. It's not that we're still not active with them. Dr. Burka is working very actively with NASA. It's just that now we've gone into that next phase. Okay? But that's a great question. And when you see and touch the new B bed that is with the Evo and I know up in Canada, bless your guys' hearts, you guys already have it. You lucky ducks, okay? And everywhere else in the world. Here in the United States, we got to wait till July 1st because FDA wants to see what type of patients we have here in the United States. So With that being said, the bee bed, when you touch it, the very first thing I thought of was, wow, this is what the undergarments of the spacesuits are going to be like. Because it is so thin, it's like sweatshirt material. You don't even feel the coils or anything in it. Yet there's 16 coils in the bee bed. It's amazing. So that's the very first thing that I went to. And then I remember 6 years ago when I first started with Beamer, I was in Palm Springs and we had an academy. And they showed a couple pictures, or, you know, actually, it was in Phoenix, and they had a, not a convention, but it was like a promotion type of thing for Beamer. And anyway, they showed pictures of how this could be designed into undergarments, like athletic shirts and things like that. So just know that the research and development area of Beamer is extremely active at our Lichtenstein offices, where they have that 40,000 square foot building, and over half of it is research and development with double locks and the whole bit. And there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. So a lot of exciting things coming down the road. Same signal. Okay, it's the same signal, though, that is doing the work on our body. It's just the applicators that they are going to be updating and different things there. Now, I also know, and I have heard from some individuals that have had their bee body replaced because their original one had failed, and the new one they received, they said it seemed like the coils were more pliable in the inner coil system of the bee body. So they're still adding new stuff, and they're continuing to upgrade and better the product each and every day. So, you know, what better company to be with than how they take care of everybody? And I know I've heard people mention that there's been issues and different things like that, and that happens with any company. However, it's what they do when those situations occur. Are they going to work on correcting them or not? And Beamer does. And, and we don't know what all goes on behind the scenes, but just know that the wheels of progress are definitely turning. Does that help answer your questions there, Jeanette?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. I love all that information. Yeah, I was just thinking about a friend of mine that I used to work with. I was in a big health and wellness company for about 15 years, and I knew him through there. And he left right about the time I did, which was 6 years ago. But he keeps finding company after company. It's the next big company, and boy, you've got to jump on. It's like, get in the beginning, boy. And I just got another notice from him, and I just shake my head and say, man, you should have joined me, you know, 5 years ago. He'd be so happy in this company. But anyway,
well, tell him,
know,
we're still getting started.
Don't.
Tell him, you know, just tell him, listen, we're still getting started with Beamer. We're still on a grassroots area right now. In fact, there are individuals that have come over from other companies, companies that were MLMs that are not doing very well at all. And these individuals are starving and looking for a product that is going to be around. Well, the products that they were with were maybe around for 1 or 2 years. Here, Beamer's been around for 25 years, and we're continuing to grow, and we're still considered on the grassroots area. This is a win-win. And then when they learn about our compensation plan and how our commission rates work off of the retail price, not a wholesale price or off a point system, and that we do not have a quota to meet every month, it's a win-win situation all the way around. So these are things to share with him and to say, listen, you can join us and try it out for a year and see what it's all about. What has he got to lose?
I think I like your suggestion. I'm gonna rethink that one and give them a call for sure. Thank you
mm-hmm.
for that.
Oh yeah.
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 This has been great. Thank you for all your information for sure.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeanette. That's what we're here for. And like I said, we try to keep it compliant. And you know, it's a matter of sharing information with everybody. I know an individual that just signed on somebody from another type of business that, you know, was kind of like an MLM type of thing, and they were very high up in that system, and they brought over 60 people that signed up as distributors. So there's people that are hungry out there. So keep your eyes and ears open, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for being the first one. And take care, Jeanette, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah. You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. As you can see, it is painless to get involved. So we still have 13 minutes left. So let's get some more hands raised here. Just dial the number 1 on your phone, and let's get some more people going. Questions, answers, thoughts, ideas, what your goals are. Let's keep this show going. We've gotten some great information. I hope the information that I was able to share and that what Jeanette shared helped out. And I see we have 530-557. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Hi, this is Kate calling.
Hey, Kate.
Can you hear me? Hi.
I can hear you.
Well, I wasn't planning on calling in, but I was listening, doing something else, and I put pause on what I was doing because although this is not Testimonial Tuesday, given the subject of the be sit and sitting, I had a recent experience that I'll share with you, and I've had a Beamer for several years. I got my Beamer in searching for ways to optimally heal from hip replacement surgery, which was a real surprise to me that I needed it.
Yeah, remember, Kate, we don't heal by using the Beamer.
I was looking for ways to heal. And in my pursuit of ways to heal.
To help recover.
Right. And in my pursuit, I discovered Beamer. And the reason I was looking why I was to avoid the surgery. And I consulted with a osteopathic surgeon who no longer did surgery, but he did stem cell work. And I had a consultation with him, and he said, you're not a candidate for that. However, once you do have your hip replacement, you want to do everything you can to maintain optimal circulation to the joint. And the reason you want to do that is to maintain optimal bone integrity and reduce any possibility of infection. I didn't know. I thought, well, okay, how do I do that? And in pursuit of how do I do that, I discovered Beamer. I don't want to live without my Beamer up and down, and I'm Catholic, and then you kneel and up and down. And it reactivated the discomfort as I'd never had it since I had my had recovered from my surgery. Mm-hmm. And it brought back that feeling of discomfort and oh God. So I really, really used the Beamer to recover from that level of discomfort. Surprising because I haven't had that since I've been using Beamer. So you know, I just really did overtime with my Beamer for about 3 days, and I'm back to normal, so I have no more discomfort. But my gosh, when you think about the strain on the body when you're sitting, mm-hmm. You really get an understanding of what that means.
Well, Kate, here's another thing too, is what I like to tell people is take your fist, put your fingertips into the palm of your hand and squeeze really hard. And squeeze it, squeeze it, squeeze it, and then let go. And all the white areas on the palm of your hand are now the areas that were not receiving blood flow properly. And we're doing the same thing to our butts when we're sitting all day long. And you're reducing that blood flow. And so that can lead to problems because you are reducing, you are restricting the body's ability to function properly in those areas, because our bodies were designed to be moving around the whole bit. And so that's almost like creating micro injuries. Now, you mentioned about your knees and all going bad too. How many times have you heard people go, oh, I used to run all the time and I used to play tennis and now I've got to get some knee replacements and hip replacements. I'm sure you've heard of that, correct, Kate?
Well, I mean, it's the number of joint replacements is staggering. I mean, I'm 70.
Yeah.
I mean,
so let's look. Yeah. So here's what I want people to really think about. Think really hard about this. When we, there's different things that affect our microcirculation, and one of them is trauma, micro and macro. Macro trauma is you twist an ankle, you break an arm, something like that. However, micro trauma, the small little traumas, are if you go to the gym and you work out, you're tearing down the muscle a little bit and everything, and then it's going to build back up. But that is affecting the microcirculation. But think about your joints, your hips, and things like that. When you're doing something repetitive, going out and running every day, you are actually creating micro trauma to those joints. And if you don't allow those joints to recover, then down the road, you might have to get them replaced. So imagine all our people that are out there athletic, outgoing and everything thinking, well, I feel fine, but they're creating micro trauma to their bodies and don't even realize it. So why not educate them using the material that we have with Beamer and show them how taking proactive steps using the Beamer now could possibly help avoid those other issues down the road. Does that make sense?
Well, you know, I'm sharing this because we record this and people can call in and listen to it again and share this with people that they want to share the Beamer with. So, I mean, the reason I had to have replacement was due to an old injury that I received at the age of 42. And
yep.
It was a ski injury, and I tore ligaments in my right thigh very badly. Fortunately, I didn't need surgery, and I healed. And I had no discomfort for years and years and years. But what I always noticed was that if I were going to lift my leg, like try to do a leg lift, I could lift my right leg a lot easier with a little less resistance than the other leg. Than the one that I didn't have the injury with. But I healed. I had no pain. I was fine. I'm fit, great shape, all of that. But that little tiny bit of imbalance of the tension of the right versus the left leg caught up with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that I was out of balance. And that little bit of out of balance started to affect that joint. So that's why I say I was shocked when I got the prognosis. So
that's
prevention
is.
So, if only these athletes knew how critical it is. You don't know what's coming down the road if you've been an athlete. And, I used to ride horses, and I stopped riding when I had several children. But, you know, the reality is if you ride, you have to fall. If you prepare to fall riding. And if you don't catch those little micro injuries of your falls when you're younger, they can catch up with you. And in fact, the surgeon that I chose, I was told about his approach by a woman who had that same surgery. And but she was younger than I was, but the reason she needed to have her hip replaced was because she had too many injuries to that hip falling off horses. So
Yeah.
This whole idea of prevention, you may feel like you're okay now, but on a cellular level, on a tissue memory level, hit a nerve or something, but boy, having a Beamer, it's such a blessing.
It is. It really helps us. Yeah, just to draw everything to a close on this, it is. And this is where we want to be able to share this with people, educate them, educate, because people are misinformed and we are so brainwashed of got an ill, take a pill, or looking for something that just is actually a Band-Aid for the issue, but it's not getting to the base of the problem. And we want to get to the base of the problem and focus on that. And then remember, the Beamer is just the tool to help our bodies do what our bodies are capable of doing on their own. It's just that the Beamer is allowing to get that blood flow going properly. And then it's our bodies that are doing all the work. We're just helping the digestive tract work better, our lungs to work better, the flow of the blood to get to those targeted areas to allow the body to actually help regenerate itself, rest, recovery, regeneration. And these are the things that we start to lose, unfortunately, after about age 20. We lose about 2% of our microcirculation every year after that. So as it slows down, we start to slow down. So by getting that back, we're allowing the body to recover. Kate, I've got one more caller I want to take really quick here. But thank you so much for everything that you shared today. Okay, we got one more caller here I want to take before the end of the day. We have 434996. I want to thank you for your patience. Who are we talking with today?
Hi, Greg. It's Ann from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hey, Ann.
If you would you mind connecting me up with Katie? I'd love to speak with her one-on-one if you can ask her permission, text her, whatever, if I can have her phone number. Want to comment. Thank you. And I want to comment, thank you, Katie, for sharing your experience. It is very helpful. And, you know, when we do this on Blog Talk, somebody's going to say something that's going to strike a chord either with themselves or with somebody else. And the whole discussion of the BSIT, you know, and its various uses, it's very helpful, especially for new distributors and, you know, distributors like myself who've been in it for a while to be reminded of these other uses. So I think that's a fabulous topic moving forward is the various uses of the BSIT, the BPAD, you know, how people have used it, how it's helped them and all of that. So anyway, with that, I know it's almost time to go, but thank you for doing what you do, and we all appreciate it so very much.
You bet. I will do that. And in fact, hey, Kate, I'm bringing you back on really quick. Do I have your permission to give Ann your number?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Kate.
Oh, okay. Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, I will do that then for you. Okay, so after the show here, I will get you gals hooked up here then.
Okay, thank you, Greg.
Oh, you are very much welcome, ladies. And we are coming down to the end of our show. Ann, thank you so much. And I think all of you guys deserve this. Okay, so with that, everybody, I want to thank everybody for making this show successful. It's because of you guys that this show becomes successful. So make sure that you share with your team. Let's really get the numbers up. Let's involvement going, because the more involvement we have, the more we're going to learn from each other. And this is where we're really going to be able to take Beamer to a whole new level. And with the help of Julie Monte and all the new things that they're adding with our terrific Tuesday evenings and the talks, there's so many things that are happening now. So let's all stay involved. Even if you pick one thing a week, one item a week, it's going to really help us all get more educated. education is the key, folks, because we've got a product that sells itself and it works. It's proven. So with that, everybody, I look forward to talking with you next week. Make sure you listen to our Equine Thursday. Those gals are knocking it out of the park, and Testimonial Tuesdays. And we will see you later, folks. Y'all have a great, great week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.